Hello, caller?
Hello?
Is this Coach Davey?
It is.
How are you doing, sir? Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
I just got to do one thing here.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you well.
Okay,
so we have Coach Davey from the Hudson Blue Hawk varsity football team. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're in practice right now, right?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to start.
I want to thank you for taking out a couple minutes to talk to us.
I appreciate you having me.
The first question that I want to ask you, I'm going to kind of, what I feel like I want to make you relax. I want to talk about, did you have a chance to coach Winston Lee?
I did.
All right, so Zico has made these amazing feats, and he's now walked on to Syracuse. And did you ever think that was possible?
We always thought. I actually was lucky enough to coach Winston when he played Pop Warner football here in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
We always thought he had something special. He was always out there working hard, doing the right thing. So, yeah, we always had high hopes for him, and he succeeded.
I want to take 1 second and look at the journey he took to get to the reward. I mean, normally kids leave high school and they want to play football, and if they don't get to play football, they kind of just fizzle out. But this young man took the track route in order to build up, what he needed to build up, and finally made it to the football team. How does that make you feel, knowing that you had some part in that, being, at first coaching him at Pop Warner and then at the high school level?
That definitely makes me feel great. Winston's a great kid. Coach Bob Lacasse had a big part, and he was a big influence on Winston.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us always encouraged him and kind of pointed him in the track direction because we saw that he was such a superior track athlete. Football is a tough sport to make it, but Winston was just superior when he hit the track. So we all kind of steered him that way always when we talked about, his college career and how he should take himself. So I'm actually very glad he listened to us and went that way.
Well, pat yourself on the back, man. You guys did a great job, and we're proud of him, and we're proud of the Blue Hawks also. My first question is, last year you guys had some really, really good talent.
Yep.
And I think a lot of that talent is coming back. What is it going to take for you guys to get over that hurdle? Because it always seems like you might have the talent, but you don't have the size. What is it going to take?
Well, I'll tell you, we're very hopeful this year. One of the things that's always we've talked about where we've been, I guess if you call it lacking is the proper term, is our offensive line has always been undersized compared to everybody else. So this year, some of the guys on that kind of took that personally last year.
Mm-hmm.
And spent a lot of time in the weight room getting stronger. So, we're very hopeful this year. Our big guys really did step up and took some strides toward hopefully getting us over that hurdle. Numbers has always been an issue here. As football has kind of taken a beating around the country with all the concussion and the head injury stuff that's going on. So
right.
This year we got some real solid numbers. We're at 32 varsity players and about 26 JV players.
Okay.
So and we did get some real solid kids up from the JV program.
Coach, Tim Martin here. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Tim.
Hey, I know from watching you guys last night in practice, and I know you've only been at it for, a week and a half now, but you definitely have some good, talented kids out there. Tell us a little bit about the backfield. I know you've got everybody back from last year's talented backfield, but break it down for the listeners. Who you got back there?
My starting quarterback, Willie Walker is back. He's only a junior. Willie's a very talented kid, and
mm-hmm.
He's somebody that the section, when I go to these section meetings, everybody worries about Willie.
No doubt.
Just because he's, and then Michael Ert is back.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Reed is back. So all the speed, all of those guys are, they're going to be some of the fastest kids in section two.
Now, I know you guys used kind of a flex bone type offense last year, but for the layman out there, for the novice football fan, they're thinking, what the heck is a flex bone? Explain how that works.
The flex bone really is, if you look at some of the, one of the biggest teams runs it around that you'll see is Navy.
Mm-hmm.
What the flex bone enables you to do is, it's the old triple option stuff
right.
that was around football for many years. And the flex bone allows you to take an offensive line that is undersized, and there's half the line of scrimmage doesn't get blocked.
Right.
So it allows you to double team at the point of attack with undersized linemen. And with the kind of speed, it fits us real well. The only difference you'll see in our flex bone this year is we'll be running it out of a shotgun.
Now what does that do for you with a shotgun as opposed to the quarterback being up under center?
What that shotgun formation is going to allow us to do is allow us to get our quarterback in space a little quicker, and that's going to let me take advantage of Willie Walker's talent and speed.
Yeah, Willie, you could see last year as a sophomore how he stepped into the starting lineup and just basically made that offense his own, whether it was throwing the ball on the run, throwing from the pocket, or just taking off when the pocket collapsed around him, or on a designed run even. He was dynamic, no question about it. You could see why people around Section 2 are very aware of him.
Yeah. When I go around and I talk to people worry about that, that backfield of ours. You know, I mean, you're talking about 4.5, 4.6 speed from all three of the guys that are back there. So,
now, how about defense? Tell me a little bit about defense. Have you switched that up at all this year?
Yeah, we have a new defensive coordinator. Coach Phil Gebhardt is up. He was our JV head coach last year. So he's up as a defensive coordinator. He's bringing a 5-2 defense in, puts a five-man up there. Something Coach Gebhardt is very familiar with. He played in high school and he played in college. And what it allows us to do is put some athletes on the field, because that's what our forte is our speed.
Sure.
So it's taking some of the bigger stuff off the field and put some of our athletes on the field so we can run with people.
Now,
we're trying to play into what we have.
Now, as far as the newcomers, anybody standing out so far? Again, I know you've only been at it a week and a half in fall practice, but any of the kids up from JV or maybe out for varsity for the first time that are really looking good to you so far that may be bucking for a starting position?
We have a couple of – I have Zion Brown, who's one of our defensive linemen, offensive linemen, who's looking real good at this point.
Sure.
He's quick. He's a big kid, strong kid, and he'll be he was a sophomore, so he's a junior this year. He's going to be a nice addition to that defense. And Zach Wilburn is also up from the JV team as an outside linebacker who's going to be – he's a good player as well, and he'll probably be able to insert himself right in there and be a starter. Both of those guys.
No question about it. Now, how about Hammer? Now, we got to talk about my man, Kamedric Murphy. I mean, he's definitely the biggest kid on the team and one of those kids that you can't help but look at. The minute he's in the huddle, your eyes go right to him and say, wow, that is a player right there. Tell us about how he's progressing. He's going into his senior year. We know him for his talents on the basketball floor. Tell me about his football ability and what he's been up to.
You know, he's an athletic kid,
yes.
So it gives him an advantage, especially, I guess he's probably 6'7 or so, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yep.
The biggest challenge for us this year was finding cleats to fit him.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got a size 17 and a half or 18 foot.
Sheesh.
He had some trouble finding those things.
But
he's going to be, as long as he stays healthy, he's a problem for anybody. He's just a big, strong kid. I mean, his arms are so long, if he's playing defensive tackle, he can reach down, three gaps and grab a guy who's running. And he's just a big kid, He's hard to handle for any offensive lineman that's out there. And as far as blocking, he's just a monster.
He's a handful.
Hey, Coach.
He's a great kid.
When's your first game, and what exactly do you need from the city and the community to help you guys be successful?
Well, our first game is going to be the Friday Labor Day, which is September 2nd. It's a 7 o'clock start here at home against Johnstown. And what we've tried to do the last couple of years is really try to involve the community in this football program. Many years ago when I played, and all the coaches and on the staff all played here at Hudson, the community was very involved, and we've kind of gotten away from that here, so we're trying to bring stuff like that back. Yesterday we hosted our first hopefully our first annual open house. We invited the community, parents, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends to spend the day on the field with us. So I know Tim was out there.
Yep.
We had this community out. You could watch us practice, see what the kids do day in and day out. So we're really just trying to get the community involved. We're selling sweatshirts. We're selling T-shirts. We just want the stands full and want everybody to have a good time.
Okay, so you said 7 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
That's next Friday, right?
Correct.
September 2nd.
September 2nd. Prediction on how you guys gonna finish? If you're bold,
I don't like to make predictions because I want to win every game.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, listen, I see us being very successful. I think we have the tools. We have these guys. All winter long, Coach Harkwell's had these guys in the weight room, and every time I come in here, there's 20, 25 guys all lifting weights every day. So, we can compete with anybody. We were very successful at the Ravina summer camp, going against Ravina, who's going to be tops in Section 2
Class
B. I think we can compete with anybody as long as we come out, keep our head, and play our game.
Slay, you good? All right, Coach, we want to thank you. We ain't going to hold you up too much longer, man. I know if you let the kids stay around doing nothing, they'll find something bad to do. That's the thing about
it.
Yeah,
but I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, man, let's make this a regular thing, man. Whenever you want to sit down and chat for 15 minutes to let us know how everything's going.
Absolutely.
We are here,
that'd be
man.
Fantastic. You guys are welcome to come out and hang out anytime you want.
Oh, we will. You know why I will? Because I bought one of them $20 tickets, man. One of them cards.
Right on.
Shout out to Josh.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Thanks. Have a great practice.
For the community. We appreciate it.
All right, Coach.
All right, Coach. Take care.